Manitoba comedian originally from Poplar River First Nation now has his own TV show on CTV, Acting Good, October 17th. Paul Roblauskas is on the phone right now. Paul, how did this all happen?
Yeah, I know. It's just like I woke up and I have a TV show, right? It's, there's definitely a lot of steps and a long journey to get here. It all started, I think it was 5 years ago at the Winnipeg Comedy Festival. Pat Thornton, who's also a creator on the show, and he's a writer and he stars in the show as well. He was at a comedy festival. We were hanging out literally outside a venue, and he just asked me, he's like, so what's your story? You know, like, what we kind of do. And I was like, well, I'm from the res, it's a flying community. You know, I've got this crazy family. And he was like blown away by the story. And he literally the next day, I think he sent me a message. He's like, your story's really cool, man. He's like, we should make this into a TV show. And then a month later, he brought out another friend, Eric Toth, and then we added Amber Daniels, and that was the core four. Those are the showrunners and the creators. And then we pitched it to Bell a year later, and then 3 years after that, we're here. The show is airing Monday, which is absolutely insane.
And we should say Winnipegger Amber Daniels is part of it. Are we going to hear a lot of inside jokes that only Winnipeggers are going to get in the show?
I did an interview with some Toronto folk, and they're like, I've never heard of that before. There's definitely, that's why I love Winnipeg so much, and that's why I love doing comedy in Winnipeg so much. Like, I can do res jokes, and everybody in Winnipeg understands it because it is such a tight-knit community, and you know, the First Nations community and the reserves, you know, it's a big part of the makeup of Winnipeg. So I think more than anybody, Winnipeg will definitely embrace and love this show, I feel like.
So talking about those shows in Winnipeg, from The Cavern to We Johnnies to even Rumors Comedy Club, where you're going to be this week, correct?
Yeah, it's actually next week.
I'm
headlining Rumors. Yeah, it's a Tuesday till Saturday we're doing that running spot. So very excited about that.
Do you have any memories of starting off in comedy at those clubs?
Of course I do. I've like The Cavern is so funny you mentioned The Cavern because that's where I got my first. And that's where I think the Winnipeg scene that we have now was born out of. Because when I started comedy, there was really nothing. And some of the older comics kind of just did their own thing, and they didn't really bother with some of the new ones. And a guy named John B. Duff, rest in peace, the late John B. Duff, but he started an open mic. And now all the headliners you see now coming out of Winnipeg, they all started from that open mic. And I cherish those memories. And I wish we're still doing shows over there. That spot has an immense spot in my heart anyway.
And I mean, like, all these comics from Winnipeg have their own showcases now. And I do want to say, like, how important was it for you to have that Indigenous open mic show?
Oh, man, it was something that I was thinking about for the last few years. And it just so happened I had the time and the resources now to do it. And honestly, I've done I've done thousands of shows. I've been to hundreds of open mics, and I don't think I've ever experienced anything that I did at that show. Just to have our people there, it was First Nation audience members. Mm-hmm. It was packed from the front room to the back room. It was standing room only, and wow. the crowd was so encouraging to these young comedians. I remember one time this one guy kind of struggled with his line, and somebody yelled, "It's okay, check your notes, you're doing good." And it was like, I've never heard that at a comedy show before. So to me, to be able to give a safe space to these young comics who don't want to go to the bars and do comedy in front of drunk people and drunk non-Indigenous people. So we give them that space, and I think they all flourish. I've seen about five comics have first-time sets that just blew me out of the water, and I'm like, this is, I think we have something special here.
So it's funny because, like, Winnipeg Comedy Festival, they did like a celebrity stand-up set, and I was actually part of it. And first time ever doing stand-up, and it's no joke. Like,
oh man, I wish I could have been there.
It even for 5 minutes, it's like. From, like, you know, Spencer. Spencer was supposed to be my mentor.
By the way, FYI, I love Spencer Dennis with all my heart. He is one of my best friends in the whole world. I absolutely adore that little guy.
So he was supposed to be my mentor, and it wasn't until the day out that he's like, oh, this is the first time I'm meeting you, and I didn't know I had to give you tips. And I was like, oh, I could have used those tips because, like, it's nerve-wracking. It's so nerve-wracking, actually.
He sounds like the worst mentor ever, by the way. But it really is a scary thing. It's like, imagine being in school, and you're like, you're telling your friends, I'm really funny, and then you say something and it's not funny and they don't react. It's literally bombing on stage is one of the worst feelings in the world, and it's what keeps me on my toes.
All right, we got to talk more about the show. Enough about the stand-up comedy.
The show doesn't exist without the stand-up, right?
So, right, like, for sure.
The show definitely would not exist. I wouldn't understand comedy the way I do now if it wasn't for my stand-up. And like I said, I wouldn't have met Pat Thornton if it wasn't for the comedy show. So it's so cool to write stuff and create these characters and then see them brought to life. And then I'm like, there's so many funny characters in the show that are just so funny. And I think they're going to be very memorable characters in the long run. And it's an ensemble cast, and it's an amazing, amazing group of people we have.
Is there a show stealer, or like a scene stealer?
Oh, yeah.
Or like a favorite character that you think viewers are going to love the most?
Well, I got to say, the person who plays my sister, Roseanne Supernova, her name is, she plays Jo. She doesn't come from a stand-up comedy world, but her comedic timing was unbelievable, where I was blown away. And I really do feel like every scene she's in, she steals. And then we also have these characters. We have Lips, who's like the constable, but he's kind of like he's bad at his job. And we have the town bum, Ed. These are all sort of characters that come from these small towns. Like everybody, Winnipeg has a lot of people that are kind of from like little small little towns and stuff, like Dauphin and all these other places. So I think there's going to be a lot of these characters that are a lot of small town folk are like, I know who that is. I recognize that person. So there's a lot of that too as well.
Now, you know your family better than anyone. Did you have to ask different family members for input on certain scenes?
My family, I mean, it's funny because it's like create the trouble now and then deal with the mess later, I think, with my family, man. Because my cousin Dean, plays a big part in the show, and my cousin Dean in real life is a big part of my life. But in his mind, for some reason, he thinks he's still going to be in it playing himself. he's like, when are we shooting? I'm like, yo, we're done the show. Like, the show's coming out already. I think my mom, like, it's so funny because my character is such a mama's boy. Mm-hmm. And we almost took it to some weird levels in the show. And I think my mom is going to be like, I think people are going to be looking at my mom a little differently now, knowing how close me and my mom are.
What do you think the show is going to do for Poplar River First Nation? Because obviously it's inspired by where you live in, right?
It is. Our town in the show is called Grouse Lake, but it's 100% like based from my community. And also Amber Daniels, she's from the Island Lake too area.
Okay.
So it's like, it's based from her reserve. But when it comes to my writing and everything that I put to paper, it all came from back home. And I love my reserve, and I haven't been home since we started shooting in March. That's how long, like, we came out for pre-production in March, and I haven't been home since.
Yeah.
But I think they're gonna love it. I think they're gonna be, because I'm pretty well known in my reserve. It's a small community, and they're like, oh, I'm just the snotty nosed res kid that everybody knows. That's always joking around at the store, and now I have my own TV show. So I think it's gonna be really cool, especially for the youth that have seen me in the journey, and to be like, yo. You can dream bigger than your reserve. You can dream bigger than the band office. You know what I mean? And I think, because I was in the back of a pickup truck on the res, you know, looking at the stars, being like, "Oh man, I wanna, you know, do comedy and have my own show." And now that it's a reality, it's just like, "Yo, you can do this from these communities." So a lot of our kids feel isolated and stuck, and sometimes they feel like the world's not there for them, and it is. It's just a matter of, you know, putting down the work and getting to it. So I hope that I inspire a lot of kids to sort of branch out and wanting to do bigger things that they're not sort of used to thinking that they can do.
And does that mean you have to put your language podcast with your mom on hold then, since you were out of town?
No, we're still planning on doing that. Hopefully we're doing a season two as soon as everything kind of calms down. I know between, like, I won't have much time, like, especially Lahanaka, if we get season two, then there's like literally two or three months before we start writing. So I definitely do want to do a season two. It's something my mom has talked about, and something I'm very passionate about. There's still people that message me being like, yo, I learned this, and I'm such a big fan of the podcast. So that to me means a lot also. That's right up there with the TV show in my eyes.
Honestly, I relate to it because I'm Filipino, and I don't know anything about my Filipino language. So for you to take the step with your mom to like go through the language and learn, it's so inspiring, dude.
It was a lot of fun. It's funny you're Filipino, because I went to St. John's High School, so I know all the bad words in Filipino.
It's always the bad words that people know first before anything else.
Yeah, that was... That was one of our episodes. Like, my mom didn't want to do it, but I was like, Mom, we got to do a swearing episode. We got to do a bad language episode. So, and that I think that's everybody's sort of gate, like their entry, like into languages, bad words. So they're bad, but they're also good in some ways.
Right, for sure. All right, last question, because I know you used to be a radio show host here in Winnipeg. Do you like interviewing more or being interviewed?
I like interviewing more. I definitely don't like being like, I used to love the radio. I love weather. Like, I love doing traffic reports in Winnipeg. I love what you guys do. I have much respectful and fond things, nothing but kind things in terms of my memory of what my experience was in radio. So that is also a big tool in sort of helping me get to where I'm at too, was my time spent on Winnipeg radio. So I love and affection for all the radio DJs out there.
You're an inspiration, dude, because I was talking with a couple of my friends. I'm like, I want to get into writing and like writing scripts and writing.
Yeah.
That was my first passion, actually, was writing scripts and all that.
Exactly. And as a radio DJ, you're always writing your own scripts daily anyway,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So it's like, the worlds, I think, are easy to sort of mix in together. So it's you should do it. Just start writing, man. Stop waiting and just keep writing, man.
I know, it's that thing where it's like, if you're not an inspiring writer if you're actually writing, you're just a writer if you're writing.
Exactly.
Paul, I really appreciate you taking the time, man. I want to wish you success, but I know this is going to be a hit because already there's a lot of buzz back home here in Winnipeg,
man,
for this show to be out.
Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me. I love what you guys do, and I really do appreciate it.
All right, man. You take care. Have fun in Toronto.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.